everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the To Quote Buffy podcast. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jeremiah.
And today we're going to talk about The Pack, which is the sixth episode of the first season, and it originally aired in April 7th of 1997. Is that right?
That sounds right to me.
All right. So this episode starts with the Sunnydale High School students on a field trip to the Sunnydale Zoo. And a group of four students, two girls and two guys, are bullies. They're bullying Buffy. And so she just kind of shrugs off their jabs. And when they realize they're not going to get to her, they move on to another student named Lance. Principal Flutie finds them, but Lance says that they were just messing around. No harm. And much to the surprise of the four bullies, they decide to invite him to explore the quarantine hyena exhibit. So Xander goes after Lance and the others, but when Buffy tries to follow them, she's stopped by a zookeeper who tells her that that exhibit is off limits. Inside the exhibit, the two male bullies, Kyle and Tor, try to throw Lance into the pit. Xander comes in and saves him, and he and Kyle exchange words. And just as they're exchanging words, the hyena's eyes glow green, and they transfer some kind of energy into the five students. Lance runs off and trips over his own feet, and the five of them start laughing at him, Xander included. The next day at the Bronze, Willow is giddy because she's waiting for Xander to show up, and Buffy tells Willow that she's got it bad, and Willow brings Angel into the conversation, but Buffy tells her that she can't start a relationship with someone who's never around. Just then, Xander comes in, and he's acting really strange. He eats Buffy's food without asking. He smells her hair and comments that she took a bath. And about that time, the other four come into the Bronze, and they take a table away from another guy who they make fun of, and Xander joins in laughing at the horrible joke that they made. The next day at school, Principal Flutie chases a pig throughout the hall, and Buffy catches him. Principal Flutie introduces him as Herbert the Pig, the new Sunnydale High School mascot. And later, Willow is outside tutoring Xander in geometry, and he ends up throwing his book in the trash, and he leaves after getting frustrated. Buffy takes Herbert back to the cage, and she passes Xander in the hall, and when she passes him, Herbert freaks out. He's squealing, he's obviously really scared, and Buffy just kind of looks at him in shock. She has no idea why the pig is so scared. Later that day in gym, the students play dodgeball, and Buffy and Willow are placed on the same team. Xander and the rest of the bullies are on the opposite side, and they end up beating everyone on Bully's team except for her, but instead of targeting her, they turn on their own teammate, Lance, and they basically throw balls at him, and he falls to the ground, and Buffy runs over to help him. Later in the hall, Willow confronts Xander about his behavior. And Xander tells her that his feelings for her have changed and that he's dropping geometry so that he doesn't have to look at her anymore. He bursts into laughter, as do the bullies, and Buffy rushes over to Willow's side and asks Xander if he has anything to say to her. He just laughs even louder, and then he walks away. The pack ends up finding Herbert in his cage, and they eat him. So all five of the bullies, including Xander, eat the pig. Alive. Willow cries to Buffy about what Xander said, and Buffy is saying that there's something wrong with him, but Willow thinks that there's something wrong with her. So Buffy decides she's going to go to Giles for help, and Giles tells her that he's just turned into a 16-year-old kid, and that 16-year-old boys like to prey on the weak. And Buffy starts putting together the pieces and realizes that the zookeeper said sort of the same thing about the hyenas, and she tries to convince Giles that they're possessed. And Willow rushes into the library and says that Herbert was found eaten. And at this point, Giles is convinced. He starts doing research, and he tells them about primals, which are African Maasai. They're a group of animal worshippers who believe that human consciousness is a perversion and that all of the animal state is sacred. So they sought to kind of draw the spirits of the animals into themselves. So Buffy goes looking for Xander. She goes to investigate where Herbert was eaten in the faculty room, and Xander finds her. They end up scuffling, and she throws him, and he lands on top of her. in the principal's office, the rest of the bullies, the four others, have been called in for attacking Herbert, and they end up attacking Principal Fluting and eating him alive. So back in the faculty room, Xander is knocked out. Buffy hits him with a desk, and she drags him all the way back to the library and locks him in the book cage. Buffy and Giles decide they're going to go to the zookeeper to see if they can find out anything from him, leaving Willow in charge of Xander. He wakes up and he tries to sweet talk her into letting him out of the cage, and the zookeeper tells them that he knows how to remove the possession, but he needs all of the students back at the zoo. So he tells them that if they're separated, once they feed, the others will find the other, and they realize that they've left Willow in danger. The pack, now reunited, after going to the library, getting Xander, Willow runs off. They go after a family of three, but Buffy gets their attention and leads them back to the zoo. So back at the exhibit, Giles realizes that the zookeeper wanted to draw the hyenas into himself. He's the primal. So he knocks Giles out, and not knowing what Giles discovered, Willow runs into the hyena pit and just says, you know, they're on their way. So he grabs her. He holds a knife to her neck in sort of a predatory act to draw the hyenas out of the kids. And Buffy arrives with the pack, and the zookeeper chants something, and the spirits are drawn into himself. He tries to attack Willow, but Xander saves her. And once they're free, the bullies just sort of run off and we don't see them again. The zookeeper becomes very aggressive and he fights with Buffy, and she accidentally knocks him into the hyena pit, where he is then devoured by the hyenas. The next day at school, Xander learns that he ate Herbert, but says he has no memory of the possession. Giles tells him that in everything that he's read about possessions, none of them mention memory loss. But Giles chooses not to tell the others, and that's where we end.
All right. So, yay. What did you think of this episode?
Not my favorite.
Yeah, mine either.
I think it's a decent episode, but I just don't think that it... which is, I don't know. It's weird because this is one of Joss's favorites.
Yeah.
I just think that I don't really like this one that well.
I wonder if they asked him that question right after the episode aired.
He's like, yeah, this one's my favorite.
This is my favorite. Watch it, everyone. Yeah. It's amazing.
As far as character development, I don't feel like there was any real. If anything, I feel like Xander got set back a little bit.
Yeah, this was a bad Xander episode.
It was. And I felt bad for Willow, because she just sort of... He let her have it in this one. And I know he was possessed, but...
Poor Willow. Yeah. So should we get into the crazy incident that happens in this episode with Xander and Buffy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where he attempts to rape Buffy? Ugh. Yeah. It's just... It's a terrible scene.
Yeah, it really is a bad scene. And then he's just like... The more scared you get, the better you smell. Yeah. So creepy.
And like nothing, another thing that really bugs me is like nothing comes of it. Like I know he was possessed and, you know, all that, but everyone's fine with that. Like, yeah, he tried to rape me. It's okay. Right.
Yeah, it's, he's so creepy in the faculty room.
So I guess it was good for... Maybe like the actor, maybe for Nicholas Brendon. I mean, it would, you know, he got to flex the acting chops a bit, but yeah, not a great episode.
No, and poor Herbert.
Poor Herbert.
Introduced one episode and then he's dead.
Oh, Buffy, what are you doing?
He was so cute in his little Razorback outfit, though.
Just another thing that Buffy couldn't save.
No.
Oh, but back to the weirdness of the rape. Yeah. Part of the reason why I dislike this episode so much is the ending when, you know, he and Giles are discussing, you know, memory loss isn't really, you know, something that happens with this. And Giles is just like, I'll keep your secret. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, this one is probably at the bottom of the episodes. Teacher's Pet is probably below this one. So it's like right at the bottom.
We're in a rough stretch of episodes.
We are. Never Kill a Boy on the First Date was okay, though.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good. So what do we, should we do a Buffy Bite?
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's see, this episode, the zoo scenes were filmed at the Santa Ana Zoo, which I just found out is home of the 50 monkeys.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I guess they have 50 monkeys, but it's in like, it's on like the Twitter page and on the website. Apparently it's their thing. They have
interesting.
They have 50 monkeys.
If any listeners have been to the Santa Ana Zoo and can fill us in on this 50 monkeys thing, please let us know.
I must know about the 50 monkeys.
We're very curious.
Like, what happens if one dies? Do they just get a new monkey?
Aww, yeah, poor monkey. Dead. I don't think, I guess I'm in this like awe state where I don't want any animals to ever die because I'm awing over the pig too.
Poor pig.
So yes, if you know about the 50 monkeys, please let us know.
We must know. The other big thing that happened this episode is Principal Flutie. Dead.
Eaten alive.
And one of the creepiest deaths ever. Humans ate him. It's totally weird.
Yeah, that is very weird. And the look of sheer terror on his face after he realizes what's about to go down. He looks like he's about ready to cry.
Which I guess is a good reaction, or a yeah. normal reaction, if you're getting ready to be eaten by four yahoos.
you just call them yahoos.
Four yahoos.
Oh man.
Oh, one thing that stood out during the cannibalism. This show's crazy sometimes. During the cannibalism scene is Principal Flutie, like, while he's being eaten, they don't show it, like, on screen. They just, like, show it. The camera pans over to his desk, and he has a framed picture of himself on the desk, which just cracks me up. It's not, like, him and his wife or kids or... It's just him. It's just his face. A framed picture.
It's so weird. The next principal, I could sort of see something like that happening, but with Flutie, he just didn't seem like the kind that was just like to look at himself all day long. Maybe he had amnesia and just forgot who he was.
Or he just likes to sit in his office and kind of hum and just stare longingly at himself all day. It's so weird.
That is weird.
Oh, man. What else do we have? Should we do another Buffy Bite?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, this is the first time a series regular is absent from the show. No Charisma Carpenter. No Cordelia.
No Cordy.
Boo.
We still got some good quotes this week.
Yeah. Apparently Cordy was too busy to go hang out at the lame-ass zoo.
I wonder what she was doing in 1997, where she couldn't. Or would it be 96?
96, I think.
Yeah, because they filmed all of them before they aired, right?
Yes. Yep, most of season 1. So what else is there in this not wonderful episode? There's so many things I didn't like. And I know I complain a lot every week about the things I don't like. I really do love the show, I promise. But, yeah, this episode's... Woof. Cheesy bullies. I hated the four bullies. They were so over the top and just kind of lame.
Yeah. When Xander rushes in the beginning and Kyle's like, are you going to get in my face? Well, get out of here, Kyle. Fun fact. Kyle plays Pinocchio in Once Upon a Time.
Which is actually exciting. I love that show.
I do too. So yes, if he looks familiar, that's why he is. I forget what his real name is. Because then you know how they all have, like, one real name, but then they also have, like, Pinocchio and, like, Snow White.
Yeah.
I forget what his real name is.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah. So, that's a fun little fact for you there.
What else was there? Oh, is it just me or is it weird that Sunnydale, which is like, you know, supposed to be the lamest town ever, you know, they don't have a Starbucks, you know, they don't have anything. They have a zoo all of a sudden. Isn't that kind of weird?
That is weird. And it will get weirder as we go.
Totally odd.
Yeah, that is very, very strange.
Other things that stood out to me were the terrible hyena, like animatronic.
In the pit?
Yes, it is atrocious. You can tell they didn't have a big budget on, yeah, on this one. It was,
they were pretty lame.
And the terrible exhibit, the bars on that thing, not very safe, I must say.
Are they flimsy? I didn't see.
Yeah, they're like flimsy and like you could just climb in and you think that would be an issue. A liability, yeah, maybe.
Can hyenas jump? Because it wasn't very high.
I think so.
Interesting.
It's like, you know, come on, Sunnydale Zoo, get with it.
Well, maybe they don't have it's so small, they don't get enough people to really keep up with the upkeep.
They just use sticks and keep the hyenas in. Like, hey, don't stick your hand in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and the annoying hyena. Oh, one, like, a big issue I have with this episode is the obnoxious, like, hyena laugh that all the bullies do and Xander when they become possessed.
Oh, yeah.
The whole episode. Yes, absolutely terrible.
The growling was bad too. Yeah. How they did like the, like whenever they, after they wake up from eating Principal Flutie and they just sort of like
that's
do this.
So weird.
I know. They do this like growl thing. You know what I'm talking about? When they see the woman in the woods with the baby and they're just kind of doing this thing. It's real weird.
Yeah, the woman in the woods. So yeah, there's a scene, you know, after they eat the principal, they decide, hey, we just, you know, committed cannibalism. Let's go take a nap. I'm kind of tired. So they go like lay in the woods or some bushes or something. And this woman just comes strolling through with a baby strapped to her back. It's like, what is this woman doing?
So weird.
I'm just going to go for a run with my baby.
And it was dark.
Yeah. At night in Sunnydale. Yeah. Come on, kiddo. Let's go for a walk.
I'll just strap you to my back and we'll just stroll through the woods. Oh man.
Oh, and the weirdness of the they're supposed to be hyenas, as we can tell from the, like, in your face throughout the whole episode, the weird, like, African, I'm using finger quotes, you just can't see them, the weird African music that's like the soundtrack in the background.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, drums banging and, I don't know, it's just totally weird.
This is a weird episode.
This is a weird episode. And the hyenas, the randomness, sometimes they're hyenas, and other times when they're freeing Xander from the cage, they're monkeys, kind of randomly. They make, like, monkey noises, and they are, like, pulling on the cage and, like, hooting. Like, it's hooting like monkeys. It's totally weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remembered reading something where Joss originally wanted Willow to be the one that got possessed.
Oh, that would have been so much better.
But then he didn't think that it would really work with where he wanted to go. So I think I read that somewhere.
That would have been, I think I would have liked the episode a lot more.
If it would have been her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been a Willow episode. I would have been much happier. And we have Sarah Michelle Gellar, her stunt double, during one of the scenes. This woman is, it's so obvious that it's not Sarah Michelle Gellar doing the stunt. There is this, like, I don't want to say old woman, because maybe she's listening, but there's this woman who's older and clearly not Sarah Michelle Gellar wearing this terrible, terrible wig, and it just sticks out. Like, it's atrocious.
I was reading an interview with her, with Sophia Crawford, and she was saying that for the first, like, 4 or 5 episodes, she did have a wig on. But then after that, they started going to the same hairdresser and cutting their hair exactly the same.
Oh, thank
so maybe
God.
She saw the episode and she was just like, this wig ain't working. Gotta do something different.
My wig is busted.
She's actually, her stunt double is also the stunt double for the Pink Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Good movie, I must say.
I've never seen anything Power Ranger related.
I'm just not surprised by that at all.
I'm just going to put that out there. She was also born in England and is one of the leading, if not the leading, female martial artists in the U.S. And she learned to fight in Hong Kong, where she moved, which is another good one.
Oh, crap. I called her old. She's going to kick my ass.
She's in one of the groups. I don't know if she's in the collectors group on Facebook or if she's in the actual, like, Buffy group on Facebook. But you can, like, talk to her and she, like, responds and stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm doomed.
Super nice. She's a nice lady.
So what about our villain of the week?
What do you think
of the villain?
I thought it was weird.
He was really... The face paint? Ooh.
Yeah.
He wears, like, this blue face paint. But the funny thing is he has, like, this demon-looking face paint on. It looks totally creepy. But he's wearing his glasses.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Which, I guess, you know, just because you're possessed by a hyena does not mean... You have increased vision, apparently.
I totally forgot he had his glasses on.
And the scene where he's threatening Willow with the knife. He has the, like, knife up to her throat.
Yeah.
Because I was obsessed with the creepy face paint and glasses, you know, I had to watch it, like, 5 or 6 times. And there was one part where he looks like he's going to eat Willow's face. He's, like, growling. Oh, man. I'm trying to contain myself.
Whew.
Poor Willow.
Poor, yeah. He just was a creepy dude. Even before he put the face paint on, he was creepy.
But especially afterwards. He becomes Papa Smurf on bath salts, apparently.
Wasn't he wearing, like, some tribal, like, outfit, too? He had, like, some... weird costume on.
Yes. Speaking of costumes, Buffy's outfit in this episode. Now, you have to take the clothing, you know, with a grain of salt, because, you know, it was a few years ago, but oh man, Buffy's outfit in this this episode is just atrocious. She's wearing, like, this... Of course, I know nothing about fashion, but I immediately, for some reason, I think it's like, she's wearing, like, this Japanese silk skirt. So picture it. Buffy Summers in a Japanese silk skirt, Ugg boots, and she has this beanie hat on, like she's one of the burglars from Home Alone. It's really weird.
What was happening when she was wearing this?
They were walking. I know that.
Okay.
I was mesmerized by the outfit. I knew nothing else, you know, of what was going on. And she has, like, this scantily clad woman on her shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, she's looking like a, you know, broke down fly girl. It is just atrocious.
I need to see if I can find this outfit.
Oh, you'll find it. Just watch the episode again. Look for the Home Alone beanie. It will.
I was perusing screen caps to see if I could pinpoint the beanie, but
oh, it's amazing. I hope Sarah Michelle Gellar took that outfit home and wore it around town. Yeah, you know it's sad when Willow is the fashionable one in the episode. And keep in mind, in this episode, Willow's wearing like a mixture of lime and
she
neon
had, like,
green
yellow
combo.
Long sleeved shirt going on. Or it's like an orange color.
Oh. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Not a good fashion forward episode.
Man. Not a good fashion forward episode. So if you're stealing fashion from the Buffy episodes, maybe skip this one and go to the next one.
What else? What other Buffy bites do we have?
What other Buffy bites? Oh, the picture that Giles shows the gang, shows them the end result of what happens mm-hmm. to primals, you know, if they keep the animal spirit too long. It's an illustration from Dante's Inferno.
That is interesting.
I thought that was kind of interesting. And what else do we have? Do we have any more Buffy bites? Rough episode.
The majority
folks.
Of the
this
film that Willow
rough.
Is watching actually features African wild dogs and not hyenas. So when she's sitting in the library researching, it's not hyenas that she's looking at.
Oh, Willow.
Did we have alternate titles?
Get with it.
This week, did you find any?
Not a lot of great ones. We have the French title, which is Hyenas.
To the point.
Yeah, it's fitting, I guess. Yeah, the Finnish title, ooh, which is Pack of Hyenas. And the German title, those crazy Germans, gotta love them. It is Song
of the Hyenas.
Ooh,
that one's my favorite
hyenas.
This week.
Mine too. Song of the Hyenas. Which is apparently just an African drum, like, banging in the background.
The terrible laughter and growling to go with it. Deaths this week. So, we had one human death, Principal Flutie.
Who, can I just point out again, was eaten by humans!
Rest in
cannibalism,
peace,
folks.
Flutie. And then we had one, I'm not counting Dr. Wyrick as a human because he was possessed at the time that he was eaten. So I'm considering him a demon. So he was, I don't know if he was killed on purpose because it kind of looks like an accident, but I'm still throwing it in the, like, it's, you know, it's a death. So we're throwing it in there. So we're at a total of 11 humans and 10 vampires and demons. So the humans are still just an edge above the vampires and demons.
You're
and
catching
then the monster
up, though,
of the
Buffy.
Week, we are also calling Dr. Wyrick. Wyrick? Wyrick? Wyrick, yeah.
Wyrick?
His name is never said.
Can we just call him Pa?
Yeah,
he doesn't.
And it's
doesn't
just on his
name
tag. They don't ever say it out loud.
I just want to nickname him Papa Smurf because of that.
So he is our monster of the week this week, rightfully or accidentally killed by Buffy. She doesn't seem to hold remorse for it. Like, oh my god, I accidentally just killed this guy.
I accidentally just killed this man. No one really has that much of, you know, not a lot of emotions other than, you know, anger going on this week.
It
no
was funny, though,
from
how,
Buffy, you know.
Willow seemed to be more upset about Principal Flutie than she was about Jesse, who had been her lifelong friend. Maybe it was the cannibalism that set her off.
Maybe. I wonder if she snuck in the office and stole that picture. I want to stare at it all day while I watch wild dog videos.
And listen to this horrible laughing and growling.
While someone plays a drum behind me.
All right. I think that's all I have to say about this episode. Watch it. It's not great, but watch it. Yeah.
Watch it. Listen to the drums. The see a man get eaten. pick.
So where can you find us? You can find us at, you can email me at ac@buffypodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at to quote Buffy. You can find us on Facebook at to quote Buffy podcast, or at the official website toquotebuffy.com. Yeah, we have some more.
So many places.
Done.
Hooray. You can contact me at jb@gmail.com or the general show email toquotebuffypodcast@gmail.com. And you can find our podcast wherever you're listening to it right now from, I guess. But iTunes and Pocket Casts, everyone please subscribe and review.
Like that shit.
All right.
So quotes. We have quotes this week. Well, like we do every week. It wouldn't be to quote Buffy without quotes. You want to go first?
My favorite quote is a Willow and Buffy exchange, which happens after Xander attacks Buffy and tries to rape her.
And the weird totally sound that you hear in the background is dragging. So there's nothing wrong with the audio. It's just dragging.
I hit him. What? A desk.
Yeah, a desk.
A desk. Not my fist. Not my foot. A desk. Which is a proper response for
right?
the creepy attempted rape that no one else cares about but me and you and...
And mine is right after Giles tells them that Principal Flutie's been eaten.
They ate Principal Flutie?
I like that one. Like, ate him up? I think that's what Willow says after that. Like, ate him up?
All gone.
I just snorted a little bit.
Although, one thing that we failed to mention before we go, the weirdness of after they ate the pig and Principal Flutie, they're surprisingly clean.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No blood on them, nothing.
You'd think that that would be like shooting weird all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, you think they wouldn't be concerned about hygiene. You know, they're eating a person, I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, this is our quote,
of the week.
So be sure to join us next week when we talk about episode 7, Angel, which is one of my favorites. From we didn't see Angel at all this week because he's gearing up for next week. Oh yeah, that
maybe he's hanging out with Cordelia.
It was, and then I
like how you were excited at first.
Not Cordelia. Yeah. All right, so we will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
It's devastating. He's turned into a 16-year-old boy. Of course, you'll have to kill him.
Grr.